Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Monday, September 15th. And John, certainly going to be a lot of people holding their breath this morning as the markets open here in the United States.
They're going to have to hold their breath all day long today.
Following the news that Lehman Brothers is filing for bankruptcy and that Bank of America has put in a bid for Merrill Lynch. So clearly going to be following that story and more coming up on the show. But
Indeed. First,
we're going to take a look at the aftermath of Hurricane Ike. It tore through Texas, and on Friday we spoke with Paul Pendergraft, who is a senior producer for news and public affairs at KUHF, Houston Public Radio. Spoke to him on Friday, and we're speaking to him again this morning. Like many, Paul, you have no electricity. How are you coping?
Well, I've been basically living here at the radio station. I went to my house last night for the first time. And just to kind of see if it's okay. And it turns out that it's all right. Structurally, it seems it's okay. No power. I lost some large tree limbs. I lost a fence. But it seems that, you know, it certainly could have been worse. And there are many others who clearly have greater challenges than I. I have a place to sleep under my desk. It's not very exciting. I actually moved into one of the talk studios last night and slept on an air mattress. But we do have backup power here. We're on the air, and we're fine here at the radio station.
Like you said, there are certainly some people who have it far worse off. I mean,
yeah.
5 million people are without power. At least that's what the Chronicle is reporting this morning. And 2,000 people were rescued from their flooded neighborhoods?
Yeah, most of the trouble was on the actual Galveston Island. That's the worst of the worst. Galveston Island and the other peninsula called Bolivar Peninsula, those are the barrier islands right off the coast, and those sustained just terrible, I mean, horrific damage. Some of these houses are just, they look like they've been blown up. And there was a mandatory evacuation, but it was a mandatory evacuation with a wink, which means that you need to leave. We want you to leave. If you don't leave, you're not going to get any help. Well, about 20,000 people who live on Galveston Island decided to stay, and many of them on the West End, which is the worst of the worst. And there were rescues, and there were, much like what we saw in Katrina, the Coast Guard came in with their helicopters, and they were retrieving people. But here's, if there is good news in this, and this is a qualified with an asterisk, as of this morning, I've only been aware of three deaths that occurred on Galveston Island as a result of the storm, and none in Houston. There may be a few. We're hearing little indications that there may be some deaths over on Bolivar Peninsula, which is across the bay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is certainly, it could have been so much worse. But there's property damage that's going to be in the tens of billions of dollars, maybe 30, maybe $50 billion worth of damage from the storm.
But let's get back to the immediacy of the electricity. Millions still without power. And what are you being told in terms of how long it will take? Because there are certainly ramifications for that with the heat. It's hot, and no electricity means no oil rigs are going to get up and going, electricity for hospital, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the first, they prioritized and got all the hospitals back first. All of the assisted living centers with elderly citizens, most of those are back on. They started working from the western part of the county, western part of the region, towards the east. And as of last night, or the word we've got this morning is that about a quarter of the folks who were without power have been restored. It's a random average of 1 in 4 have been restored. But that still means that there's 75% of this region that's out of power, and that's in the millions easily. And they're telling us that in the coming 2 or 3 days, they'll be able to restore a significant number every day. But there will be the random neighborhood, the random house, the random building that may take up to 4 weeks, we're being told. And on Galveston Island and the areas where it's the worst, it may take more than that.
And what can you see? What have you been able to tell us what you've been able to see as you've gone through the city and the area?
I've driven a good bit about the city and the region, and it's the closer to the coast you get, obviously the more structural damage with the buildings you see. But in Houston proper, there are thousands of downed trees and giant limbs, and that's the root cause for all of the electricity problems is the trees have knocked power lines down. And there are still thousands of trees that cross streets, so there's a traffic issue, and navigating through the city is a real challenge because of that. Work is underway to remove that, but that's what you see most of the time. There are roofs that are peeled back. There are shingles that are missing. There are chimneys with no caps. And even in the downtown, the Central Business District, folks who are familiar with the Central Business District, our Chase Tower, which is our tallest building in the downtown area, has hundreds of windows that were blown out, and it really is reminiscent of other storms in the past where literally windows up in 50 and 60 and 70 stories were blown out. So
a bit of irony for what's going on Wall Street today too, Paul.
That may be a metaphor. We should
Paul Penegraph, thank you very much for that. The latest update in the aftermath of Hurricane Ike, and we wish you well today.
Thank you, my friends, and good luck to you.
Paul Penegraph is a senior producer for news and public affairs at KUHF Houston Public Radio, where he is currently sleeping at night in one of the studios on an air mattress.
I got a bunch of emails from listeners over the weekend wondering how Paul was doing. I hope we hear from him on Monday. Well, they will all feel better about that. But the city of Houston has much to go through between now and actually recovering, but